This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time right now for our manager's report with Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. Now, I know you're busy, obviously. You've got things to worry about, but there's been some off days and you got some travel. Have you watched any of the Olympics yet? And if so, do you have a favorite event?
Wow, you kind of caught me on that one.
Yeah.
Watched a very little of the Olympics last night. Having dinner, love the Olympics, love the dedication, regardless of sport. You know, you're talking about some real dedication. A lot of those athletes aren't in monetized sports; they do it for the absolute love and passion of their sports. And I just love the purity of it, the competition of it. Enjoyed watching the gymnastics last night. Favorite Summer Olympic? It's hard to say, really. I just enjoy the competition of all of it.
There's no wrong answer. Although Paulie just said, ask him about, because they're talking about doing baseball at the 2028 games, maybe with Major League Baseball players. Now, that would be a logistical nightmare, especially for a Major League Baseball manager taking, 2 weeks off in the middle of the season, extending the All-Star break. Is that something you'd want to see?
Two things. I want to see it, yes. I love the game being represented internationally, and the best players competing internationally. I love the WBC. I think it's a fantastic venue. The timing just doesn't make sense for it in our sport. So I don't see logistically how it works out from a competitive standpoint and a health standpoint.
All right, so the trade deadline, and AJ's always been very active and, of course, made some big deals, really bolstered the bullpen. Give me your thoughts on the moves, the acquisition of, obviously, Tanner Scott, Jason Adam. We saw him in the first game. We saw Hoeing. You got him in as well already, incorporating some of the new guys into your team.
Yeah, I mean, AJ, he did a great job of, bolstering that bullpen. And Perez is a nice addition. We'll see him tomorrow night to the rotation. Fills the need there. And, we got two really, really solid, capable, experienced back-end guys in Scott and Adam. And, Adam was really good. Got him an inning the other night. And very efficient with what he was able to do. And Hoeing came in and threw strikes. And our reports of him are very positive, too. So definitely nice additions to the club. We're excited to have him.
I'm curious because you said, obviously, you can't be quite as aggressive as you were the first day in terms of going to the bullpen and like the fifth inning every single day, but you are going to be able to be a little more aggressive with more options down there. But in some ways, nothing really changes. I know how you kind of talk about having lanes for each of your pitcher and matchups that you like. I'd imagine you're simply going to have more matchups that you like and you'll set them up on a kind of a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I mean, that's how bullpens work. As far as your aggressive comment, I mean, yeah, appropriately, there's still eight guys down there that need to be taken care of and pitch and be rested and, create opportunities for them in the right spots. But, again, it can't be just aggression for the sake of aggression because it doesn't work for those guys that pitch every day.
Did work out really well though on Tuesday. What a fun game that was! And you've talked about all year the lack of quit, and I don't see baseball players quitting that often. I can't imagine you've seen it much in your career. But there's a difference between not quitting and actually, you know, fighting all the way to the end and coming back and pulling out some of the games like you did. What, where do you kind of see that line between guys who are clearly giving their all and then that extra that it takes to actually pull off a comeback like you guys did against the Dodgers?
I think it's just really about guys. It's a longer conversation than this. It's a tough question. You're bringing it today, my man.
I ask the tough ones. You know me. But wait until the ones I still have in store for you.
I can't wait, man. You know, I don't. You know, it's a deeper answer to the question. I mean, no player's going to really quit. So that part is fair. You know, it's a degree of you know, tenacity consistently in a, you know, almost daily, highly competitive environment. And that's the real challenge. And that becomes the subhuman part of really big league players, you know, being able to bring that mentally and physically every day over the course of, you know, in some cases, 162 games. And we got a lot of guys that love to play, that are regulars, that love that competition, that bring it. But it really does get to be a little bit more about the dedication, the heart, and the ability to mentally bring it every day as much as the physical ability. That's really, quite honestly, a big separator for players and teams at this level.
Talking to Padres manager Mike Schilt this morning, the manager's report. Mike, we have heard here in San Diego in particular over the years, all the time, we just haven't played our best baseball yet. We have heard it from manager after manager after manager, season after season after season. You guys have played extremely well since the All-Star break. That road trip was just really, really impressive. Is this team right now playing its best baseball, or is there possibly more in store?
It's playing its most consistent baseball in all variables. You know, it's really, I've said this all year, you know, the game can be hard. You try to make it as simple as possible. Tony always said that, and it's true. You know, it's just about the consistency of all the different parts of the team working together. And that's what we have. You know, we've been able to get really, really good starting pitching. You know, it starts there. You mentioned about the aggression of the bullpen. You know, that aggression is allowed through, you know, days off or starters being able to go deep. That's a recipe that always exists over the course of a longer season. But the starting pitch has been really good. Bullpen, as you mentioned, been bolstered and been very effective. The offense been able to execute. We've really had relentless at bats and been able to score runs and run the bases well. And our defense has been clean. So when that happens together, you're going to get your best opportunity to shake hands, which is what we expect to do and have done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
All right, I know you're going to downplay this because you know it's all about your players and you're going to give them the credit, and they absolutely deserve the credit. But I thought the 10th inning on Tuesday was maybe like your finest moment of the season of managing, and how you pulled the strings in that inning leading to the eventual pinch hitting of Jake Cronenworth. You don't see a pinch hitter come in for a number three guy that often, but it worked out perfectly with Donovan Solano. You know, the bunt from Arise to set it all up. Can you just kind of take me through, like, you're thinking as you're going into an inning like that and how it may unfold?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the players execute, man. You just do the best you can to put them in those spots. You know, I mean, first of all, Suarez did a great job in the top of the 10th. You know, 1-2-3, leave the guy stranded at second base to put us in a really good spot. Not sure what they're going to do. They got a lot, you know, it's a tough situation, you know, once you're starting the bottom half of the inning and, you know, you got the guy on second base. They got Vessi, the lefty, in, you know, on the mound, and they pitched around Higgy. I give Higgy a lot of credit. You know, he recognized what they were doing and wasn't going to chase to try to be the hero. Was just going to take what the game gave him, and the game was telling him that they weren't going to pitch to him. And so he took his walk, and then, you know, Louis got the bunt down, which puts them, you know, putting Pro Far on because they're not going to pitch to Pro.
And you knew that. You knew they would do that.
Yeah, that's the double-edged sword of the decision. And they're probably not going to really pitch to him anyway, quite frankly. Even with if the base is open, it, you know, something doesn't happen with the rise. But Vessi is a ground ball guy against lefties, and so you know, you move him over. They do what they do with Pro, and then you know, Solana's really good taking big at bats. Definitely good against lefties, and you know, it just made sense.
Yeah, dodge the double play possibility with the lefty ground ball matchup with the rise. Get the right hander up, and maybe even catch the Dodgers a little off guard as they didn't have their righty ready. Well, great job there. Now the Rockies are coming to town. Obviously, a team that you've had some trouble with earlier this season. Is that at all part of the equation as you get ready for this series? You know, revenge or anything. You're just trying to win every game. But is there anything you can learn from those games earlier this season against Colorado?
It gets back to how we execute earlier. Same answer. I don't want to be a broken record. But, you know, our starting pitchers need to go deeper in games. And, you know, we need to be able to take advantage of our opportunities offensively and play clean. And our bullpen needs to be able to, you know, bring it home. So we do those things. You know, you can insert the opponent. It's going to be the same basic how it works.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. Talking to Mike Shildt, and this is one I have to ask just to do my job. Got Randy Vasquez scheduled for tonight, and I saw Martin Perez, as you mentioned, tomorrow. Team says TBA for Sunday. Is there anything we need to know? Michael King hasn't pitched since last Saturday. He's looked fantastic. Are you trying to rest him up? Is there any concerns? Any insight you can kind of shed on the Sunday pitching decision here?
Yeah, it's something I usually announce or we talk about in our media session before the game.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, that's. I told you he wasn't going to answer that one, but I had to ask it. So there, asked.
Yeah. No, it's
not,
fair to ask. It's fair.
Asked, I mean, and
it's,
not it's, answered. I know people are just kind of curious, and I there's a lot of explanations for it. I'm not trying to create a panic.
I don't want any panics either. I mean, effectively, if you really must know, Michael's still dealing with the comebacker, and he's a little sore.
Okay.
The comeback where he took in his last start, and he needs a couple extra days.
Didn't mean to, you know, put you under the hot lights and give you the third degree there, Mike, but I totally understand that. That makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure that the Padres fans were listening and going, okay, that makes a lot of sense right now. As for the other guys, Joe Musgrove, we heard, is going to be throwing again on Sunday is the plan, and things are going well with him. How about Toddy? Just anything you can share about those guys and their comeback?
Joe's going to get a rehab assignment yet to be determined on Sunday at one of the affiliates. Toddy's still in a good place recovering, but not in a place where he is cleared to ramp up baseball activity yet, but is hitting the cage, looks good, feels good, is doing some low-impact things that allows him to test and see where he's at, and then kind of take it from there. But we don't have anything definitive on Toddy at the moment. But Joe's trending in a really good place and get his rehab assignment on Sunday.
And before you go, I want to bring it up because it's so important. I don't want to downplay getting a guy like Xander back and what he's been doing lately. Just the impact that he's had, not just on the field. Obviously, he's hitting like crazy right now, but just getting his experience and leadership back on a day-to-day basis. What's that meant for your team lately?
It's huge. I mean, you know, this guy was signed for a multitude of reasons. you know, one of the primary ones, obviously. He's a really good player. So having him back in there in the middle of the lineup and being impactful, which he's been a real, real big part of our lineup over the last little bit before the All-Star break when he came back, but definitely since the post, you know, break. And, you know, so that part's been great. But just the fact that this is a guy that, you know, has an understanding of what it takes to win. You know, he's won 2 world championships with his prior club, and, you know, just a really good influence of what that looks like, and, you know, models it very well, and just a real pro. So, you know, it's an asset to have him back on the club for sure.
Well, I just want to thank you. I know you were going to save that for, you know, like Dennis Lynn and AJ Cassaville later today in your scrum, but shared it with our listeners. They do really appreciate it. I see that in our chat right now. They're going, thanks for the info. Makes perfect sense. And we do appreciate you, Skip. And we're in your corner and we're cheering for you this weekend against the Colorado Rockies. Keep up the good work, man. And we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
There he is, Mike Schultz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.